Chapter 3. The aunts and uncles are coming. The following Sunday, Mrs. Tulliver baked her best cakes because the aunts and uncles were coming.
"My sister Mrs. Glegg just loves these cakes," she said, setting the plates on the table.
Mr. Tulliver, who was sitting by the fire, did not reply.
"I wish that Maggie and Tom would be better behaved when their aunts and uncles come,"
said Mrs. Tulliver.
"My sister Glegg has a lot of money and no children of her own. She might leave our children a nice sum of money when she dies. But Maggie is always so naughty and messy looking, and Tom pays no attention to his aunt."
"Don't be silly, Bessie,"
said Mr. Tulliver.
"Of course your sister will leave some money to our children, whether they're well behaved or not. Family is family."
"But she might leave more money to Lucy. She's very fond of Lucy, and it's not surprising. I never saw a prettier little girl, and she's so good. You can sit her on a stool, and she'll stay there for an hour."
"Your sister Glegg will leave her money equally to her nieces and nephew, don't you worry. That's the respectable thing to do, and she would never do anything that was not respectable,"
replied Mr. Tulliver sarcastically. Mrs. Tulliver did not notice the sarcasm.
"Oh, yes, my sister Glegg is very respectable. My whole family is very respectable. The Dodsons have always been decent people. We go to church and we dress nicely. Our houses are clean and tidy. And when we die, we always leave a good sum of money to our children and a little for our nieces and nephews too."
Mr. Tulliver, whose family was not quite so respectable, did not reply.
"Listen,"
said Mrs. Tulliver.
"Is that the carriage? Tom! Maggie! Come downstairs. Your aunts and uncles are here."
There was a sharp knock on the door, and in walked Mrs. Glegg, a large, handsome woman of 50. After her came Mr. Glegg, a plump, cheerful man who was a little shorter than his wife. Then came Mrs. Dean, who was thin and pale, not so handsome as her sisters. Mr. Dean came last, holding Lucy by the hand.
"Oh, how lovely to see you, sisters,"
cried Mrs. Tulliver.
"Do come and sit down and have a cake. I've been baking all morning, and I believe these are the lightest, tastiest cakes I've ever baked."
"No wonder you have money troubles,"
said Mrs. Glegg, sitting in the best chair and taking a cake.
"Here you are, wasting good eggs and cream to make fancy cakes, when plain bread and butter would do just as well."
Tom and Maggie ran downstairs and into the drawing room.
"Good Lord,"
said Mrs. Glegg.
"What a noise you make! And aren't you going to say hello to your aunts and uncles? What rude little children you are."
Tom and Maggie came forward shyly and said hello to their aunt. Then they went to stand by Lucy. Lucy was wearing her best clothes and her blonde hair was curled prettily around her face. Standing there by Lucy, Maggie looked like a shaggy black puppy beside a white kitten.
"Maggie,"
said Mrs. Tulliver,
"go and brush your hair. I told you to brush it before you came downstairs."
"I wasn't going to say anything, sister, but the girl's hair does look a mess," said Mrs. Glegg, frowning at Maggie. "Perhaps you should tie it up with ribbons to keep it out of her face. What do you think, Sister Dean?"
"I don't know, I'm sure,"
said Mrs. Dean complacently, stroking her own daughter's tidy curls.
"Come upstairs with me, Tom,"
whispered Maggie. Tom followed Maggie, glad to get away from his aunts and uncles. In her mother's bedroom, Maggie opened the drawer and took out a large pair of scissors. She took hold of a great bunch of her hair and cut it off.
"Oh, Lord!"
cried Tom.
"Oh, Maggie, you are going to get into such trouble."
"I don't care," said Maggie. "I'm tired of them always talking about my hair. Help me to cut it, Tom."
Tom took the scissors and cut off the rest of Maggie's hair.
"Look at yourself in the mirror,"
he said, laughing.
"How funny you look."
Maggie's eyes filled with tears as she looked at herself in the mirror.
"Don't laugh at me,"
she cried angrily.
"Well, I'm going downstairs. You have only yourself to blame, Maggie, if you look like an idiot now. It wasn't my idea to cut your hair, so don't get angry with me.
And off he went, leaving Maggie in tears amid the heaps of black hair on the floor. 10 minutes later, Maggie walked into the drawing room. A shocked silence greeted her appearance. Mrs. Glegg was the first to recover.
"You should be ashamed of yourself, Maggie," she said. "Little girls who cut their own hair deserve to be punished."
"Oh, yes,"
said Mr. Glegg, trying to make a joke of it.
"We'll send you to prison, Maggie."
"Oh, Lord," said Mrs. Tulliver. "She looks more like a gypsy than ever."
"Don't cry, Maggie,"
said Mr. Tulliver.
"Come and sit by me."
Maggie felt so grateful for her father's sympathy. She never forgot these times when her father comforted her while everyone else was finding fault with her.